Agency managers have been saying it for years. They need an influx of new talent to take on the work that an aging baby boomer generation will soon leave behind. In 2015, federal employees under the age of 30 made up 6.6% of the workforce. But statistics on millennials in the federal workforce, well, they don't tell the full story. Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco spoke with some of the federal workforce's youngest new members, and she joins me now to tell me what she's found. Nicole, what did you find? First of all, who did you speak to? This is interesting.
Right. So we surveyed young federal employees as well as some federal managers to find out, first of all, what just their experiences in the federal workforce are, and from the manager perspective, who they're leading, who they're managing, and their thoughts on it as well. So the sense I'm getting here, though, is the picture might not be as bad as we might hear about. I think we hear a lot of talk about this need for, you know, we need younger people, we need millennials, we need more in Generation Y to come into this workforce. And while I think that's true, I think a lot of the things you hear about the millennial generation might not be as true as we might think. So,
and let me just ask you one quick detail question. There was a short bump in the number of millennials in the government, and then it kind of fell back again after a couple of years, correct?
Right. So let's talk about that. What we found is that the size of the federal workforce itself has shrunk over the past couple of years, and we know the reasons for this. Sequestration, I think, is probably the biggest driving factor around the size of the federal workforce. So when the size of the federal workforce drops, the number of younger federal employees also goes down as well. And the other thing that we found is that older workers are not retiring as fast as we initially heard. I think OPM predicted a huge number of people will retire by 2017, I think was the number. And what we're seeing is that they're not leaving their jobs as quickly as we thought. And the reason for that is when the economy gets bad, people hold on to the jobs that they have.
And well, so I've been hearing about the retirement wave now for about 20, 24 years, and it still hasn't really hit.
Exactly.
It's always just out there beyond the horizon.
Exactly. And so I asked OPM, you know, okay, what are some of the numbers? How many people have you hired in some of these age groups in 2015? So about 8% of new hires in 2015 were ages 20 to 24, 16.7% were in the 25 to 29 age range, and 18.6% were in the 30 to 34 age range. It's slightly better than last year's numbers, I'll tell you, but not noticeably larger.
But that's only half, roughly, of everyone. So that means half were older than 34.
Exactly. The other rumor we'll dispel here is that millennials are leaving government faster than any other age group. And what OPM told me is that's not true. So they looked at the retention rate for employees in executive branch agencies. So the number of employees they hired in 2011, and if they're still there in 2015, and about 76% of them were still there in 2015 that were hired in 2011. We put out a survey, Tom, and we got over 900 responses. The majority of federal employees under age 35, 61% of them said they didn't anticipate leaving government. 80% say they see a future for themselves in government. And 57.5% say they envisioned a career for themselves at their current agencies. So generally, people want to stay.
That's an amazing number. 57% say they envision a career at their current agency. I think that shows really strong engagement.
Right. I think those are really positive numbers. And another thing I'll point out here is that a little over 75% say they believe that government gives them an opportunity to develop their skills and their career. Deloitte looked at this too. They found very similar results. They say that millennials in government are less likely actually to look for another job in the next year or so than their counterparts in Generation X or even their counterparts in the private sector.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco. And what about engagement and morale with this particular generation that we're talking about, this younger, pardon the expression, generation?
Right. So I think the common sentiment is that millennials are lazy. They feel entitled. I feel like there's an article about this generation at least once a week.
And they're mostly nonsense, the ones I've read, because the millennials I know are tremendously committed people.
Right. So OPM basically told me millennials are not any less engaged than their predecessors. And I think the survey that we put out there verifies this, and also Deloitte's own report verifies this as well. Deloitte says that 95% of millennials said that they're proud to work for their employer. And as far as engagement overall in the federal workforce, well, it's dropped for the entire federal workforce over the past 5 or 6 years. And there are a number of reasons, for that. There's pay freezes, shutdowns, threats of shutdowns, budget constraints. These are all problems facing the general workforce at large. They're not necessarily millennial problems. One thing, though, that I will point out is that millennials say that they see a lot of complacency at their agencies. So people that have worked there for 20 or 30 years, they generally accept the sense that, well, this is the way that we've always done it, so we'll continue to do it this way.
That's probably just a universal human condition for all millennia, for people at that age group.
Right. So if you're young and you're new and you're coming into a new job and you're working with someone that's been there 20, 30 years, of course you're going to see things a little differently.
Why the heck do you do that for 20 or 30 years? All right. You spoke with some people, though, besides looking at the survey stats. Tell us what you found out.
Sure. So one person I spoke to in her mid-20s, she had a fellowship with the Environmental Protection Agency for about a year. And after that year ended, she decided to leave and she joined a nonprofit. And she said the main reason for this was that, again, the complacency factor. She said that she worked with great people. She learned a lot. But she saw that a lot of them had great benefits. They had a good salary, but they weren't impassioned about their work. And that is one difference that we'll say between the millennial generation and maybe some of the older generations. They want to be really engaged in their work. Another man I spoke to, he's an IT specialist in his early 50s, and he works very closely with a young colleague on specific projects. He says he noticed that millennials, they want to come in, they want to work their 8 hours, and they want to be fully engaged the entire time. They want to feel that everything that they're doing has meaning, and it all goes toward a common goal for the agency.
That means no looking at Facebook for 8 hours.
Right. So he, to quote him directly, he said, "In our organization, the majority are older. I would say 40 years of age or older, if not on the higher end of that. Those people have created a dysfunctional organization where no one can really understand how they, this younger generation, operates and what makes them tick."
Nicole, what's the difference about this younger generation of feds? Are agencies ready to support the needs that they express?
Another difference that we'll point out here, if we're talking about differences between older and younger generations, is that the younger generation, they have more debt. They have more student loans. They're entering the workforce later because they're staying in school longer. A lot of that has to do with some of the specialties that they're getting, cyber specialties, things in technology, if they want to go on and get a master's degree. And because of this, they base their decisions off of those financial choices that they have to make. I spoke with Peter Vinicecki from Deloitte. He says this kind of debt is one of the main reasons that they make decisions about their career and their financial decisions. I spoke with Abigail Manger. She's 24 years old. She's an engineer at transportation. She told me she wants to get a master's degree, but she has a term appointment and she heard about a program that can help her pay for her graduate degree while she continues to work at DOT. But that's only open to permanent employees. So she talked to her supervisor. She made it clear she wants to stay and she wants to take advantage of this program. She wants to get a higher education. What can she do to maybe earn permanent status? Ultimately, they told her somewhat recently that her appointment got extended for 2 years. And here was her response.
"I'm told a lot about retirement, but retirement is definitely something that's important. But I have things I need to pay for now. And being able to have a pay jump from doing a degree to be able to pay for loans is a big thing for me. Having loan forgiveness is a big thing because the major concerns of someone who's a boomer is not the same thing as a millennial. And I don't think the older generation understands that."
So she's essentially saying the things that she needs and the things that her colleagues and her age group need are different than those who are 50, 60 years old who are still at these agencies. So ultimately, because of her situation, she's leaving her agency next month. She'll take a job with AmeriCorps, and AmeriCorps has a program that after she finishes will help her pay for grad school. And so that's why she's leaving.
Federal News Radio is Nicole Grisco. Some really great insight there. We appreciate that.
Thanks, Tom.
You can share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.